medical, schooling and housing groups in the Northern Territory say little has changed despite the federal government's closing the gap measures. One group in Arnhem Land even says that petrol sniffing is on the rise because people are struggling to deal with the barrage of change in their lives. Cathy Harper reports.
An Arnhem Land-based community group called Aboriginal Resource and Development Services says there's been little progress. Richard Trudgeon is the group's chief executive.
People are almost suffering culture shock for the massive amount of change that has occurred in their life over a very short period of time. You had the intervention itself, which was massive. You've had the quarantining of welfare. But we've seen no new housing. We've now got a requirement that leases be on communities before any new housing development occurs on those places.
So you think there has been change, massive change in your words, but that change has not been good?
Look, top-down change will never work. If change is occurring over the top of your head by another group of people, you don't understand the processes, you don't even understand why it's happening, and it's happening to you and your family, that can be extremely disastrous and can lead to people getting severely depressed, petrol sniffing on the rise in East Arnhem, which means families are just stop operating as families.
Why is petrol sniffing on the rise? Can you be a little bit more specific?
Well, I think from the research we've been able to do, which is not extensive, but talking to some of the petrol sniffers, is a breakdown in the family itself, where parents have lost control and feel as though they've lost control and they've given up.
The president of the Northern Territory branch of the Australian Medical Association, Peter Beaumont, says some progress has been made, but petrol sniffing could be increasing.
I'm not aware of that, but I very much trust what Richard Trudgeon says. He's very much in touch with the communities in Arnhem Land and has seen what's going on. It doesn't surprise me.
Do you think progress has been made over the last 12 months?
The gap was certainly widening up until recently, although some early evidence showed that for female Indigenous people, that their gap in relation to early death was closing. I know there have been significant gains in perinatal deaths, in babies dying, and very significant gains in some areas. But we've got to tackle the big issues like smoking and eating bad food and those things, and in the environmental conditions that lead to the establishment of poor health.
Education groups say not much has been achieved. Michael Duffy is the Vice President of the NT Council for Government Schools Organisations.
I don't see any progress in classrooms. I don't really see any progress in improving the numbers and the quality of teaching staff. There is a number of schools where you can't actually get teachers in because there's no housing for them.
Michael Duffy from the Northern Territory Council for Government Schools Organisations with Cathy Harper.